This is Saira from the Arts Report. Did you know that it's Fun Drive this week? If you donate to us, you can help keep local and alternative voices on air. And you can help the Arts Report give you your reviews and interviews. And also, don't forget about the ticket giveaways. So please, if you can, go to citr.ca/donate.
Got a call from Chris out of the blue. He asked me how this time had been, and I said, all right, you know, things are pretty slow around here. He said his kids were having fun with the chickens in the yard, and that felt so far away from the city groundhog day I've been living. My anxiety's crippling, and where did it come from, and where is it going, and will it destroy me, will it destroy me, will it destroy me? Spent a couple months in Montreal just to get a little break from big smoke billowing and all the other bullshit back home. We tied our bikes up to the car, a little bit precarious. They were dangling off the back, hanging from the rack like bones. Like bones. My anxiety's crippling, and where did it come from, and where is it going, and will it destroy me, will it destroy me, will it destroy me? You and I cleaned up our little place on a sweaty afternoon, and you could still see the moon, but was it from the night or the day, and does it even matter anyway? How will I see this memory, and more importantly, how will you see me? My anxiety's crippling, and where did it come from, and where is it going, and will it destroy me, 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 will it destroy me?
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And starting off the program tonight, you heard something from Charlotte Cornfield, a track off the release called High in the Minuses. You heard the closing track, something called Destroy Me, and she's doing pretty well on the National Campus Radio charts, and she is charting on the national radio chart, so that means any campus station has reported this album to earshot-online.com, and it's doing pretty well. Great to hear some Canadian music there. I believe I played this album a few weeks ago, but yeah, anyways, once again, that's Charlotte Cornfield, and thanks for tuning in this week, and you may have heard that this is Fun Drive week, and we've wrapped up, but I do believe you can still donate if you like, and thanks to everyone that has donated so far. I don't know what the current total is at. It may take a few days to tally up everything, because there's a lot of like online donations and various donations trickling in, and then everyone's imagine quite tired from the whole week of really great programming, So thanks to anyone that has donated, and really, really appreciate anything that you can spare for CITR. So tonight on the program, I got a lot of new stuff that I've been checking out recently, and just kind of bear with me. I was a little bit late getting into the studio, but I'm going to start it off with some kind of lighter, folkier stuff and get this in a little bit of pop, and then later on in the program, I'll have a lot more kind of experimental and electronic stuff throughout the program. So I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And what you're going to hear next is something from Transistor 66 Records and their latest release, which is something from a group called Ultra Mega. This is a group based out of Winnipeg, and you can check it out at ultramega.bandcamp.com. Kind of western-y, psych folk kind of stuff. But it's a 7-track EP. You're going to hear something off of that. Something called Garbage Hill. And the EP is called Painus Angelicus. And once again, that's Ultra Mega from Winnipeg. After that, we're going to hear something from a guy simply known as Jeffrey. And Jeffrey has a new release out called Live Slow, Die Wise. Kind of a lighter singer-songwriter, kind of folky stuff. And that is based out of Montreal. Check it out at jeffreymusic.bandcamp.com. We're going to hear a track, something called Strangers on a Train. And then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR from Winnipeg, this is a group called Ultra Mega. This track is called Garbage Hill.
I arrive at the community center, and across the baseball field, Garbage Hill rests like a dormant cyst in front of Cowan Steel. Long the cattails grow in a ditch next to the rail, and might as well go for a soda by Kim Mitchell plays somewhere. On the train, a friend's graffiti. Does his tag still carry weight? Dozens of people knew who he was in 2008. A cocker spaniel comes my way, sniffing from hole to hole, where the prairie dogs lie in wait, burrowed inside their homes. Once I stuck a baseball bat inside one of those holes, and when I pulled it out, there was a prairie dog, dead, upon the pole. I told my niece this story, and she said, "Uncle, don't interrupt. I'm watching a show about a tiny donkey, and I'm trying to finish up." I get to the top of the hill, and I've never seen such orange as the reflection of the setting sun upon Dino's storage. Thank you.
It's not over, but it's fading out. It's softly too familiar. It's that taste I can't get rid of. And all this back and forth slowly took its toll. Think it's time for both of us to go. Child on the run, teasing my way, then gone with the wind. And how satirical that I still play the role, a lost cause out to cause a lot more trouble.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. That was something from Montreal, an artist named Jeffrey. You heard the track called Strangers on a Train. It's taken from the Live Slow, Die Wise release. And prior to that was Winnipeg's Ultra Mega with a track called Garbage Hill, taken from the Painus Angelicus release. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, and another reminder about the fun drive. Just another huge thanks to everyone that has donated so far. And it's wrapping up, and we're kind of winding down from the fundraising. So we'll be kind of, like I said, winding down and not asking for money until next year sometime. But anyways, we're going to keep going with some more music on the program, and we're going to hear something from a group called Ecstasy, and it's another release that's doing pretty good on the national campus radio charts. And they have a new release out called Negative, and that's currently at 32. We're gonna hear a track off of that, and what is the track that I have queued up? Sorry, like I said, I'm just getting everything all ready to go for you, but the album is called Negative. We're going to hear a track off of that. Something called It Only Gets Worse, I Promise. It's a 7-track EP by Ecstasy, and that's E-K-K Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y. And then after Ecstasy, we're going to hear something from a local group called Sugar Fungus. A new, I'm not sure if it's like a large collective of people, but Anyways, they have a new release out that's currently sitting at number 46 on the campus radio charts. It's called Let Go, Moving Still. Or no, Letting Go, Moving Still. And some really cool, kind of catchy, dreamy pop music. And this just came out in January. Check it out at sugarfungus.bandcamp.com. And we're going to hear a track off of that, something called Ghosts. And then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Ecstasy. This track is called It Only Gets Worse, I Promise.
Thank you.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. And I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was a local kind of dreamy pop group called Sugar Fungus. You heard a track called Ghosts, and that's off a new EP called Letting Go, Moving Still. And prior to that, you heard something from a release from Ecstasy and a track called It Only Gets Worse, I Promise. And that's off the Negative release. And hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Friday evening. And I guess I wanted to play some more Canadian stuff just to play some stuff that I've been haven't played in a long time. And I wanted to play something from a band from Edmonton. It's a long time long running Canadian punk group, and that's the band called Choke. Some of you may be pretty familiar with them, and they broke up a number of years ago, but they've kind of reformed. And they recently announced some new shows coming up this month. Unfortunately, I don't believe there's any Vancouver dates, but there is an Edmonton date, February 25th, and that's playing with a group called Fire Next Time, Norel and Grizz Trail, and that's playing at the legendary Starlight Room, which is a long-running venue in Edmonton, if you're familiar with it. But yeah, so you may be familiar with Choke. They have a really great punk sound, kind of a little bit of an emo edge. And yeah, so I haven't played them in a long time. I just wanted to play them because they do have new shows coming up. And I'm not sure if they have any plans to continue doing any shows or perhaps do new music. It could just be a kind of like a one-off thing. I know they did a one-off tour way back in 2013 and they played at the Biltmore. So, we're going to hear from the last Choke album called Slow Fade, and this one came out way back in 2005. You'll hear the track called Breathing Won't Come Easy, and then after that, something from Feel It Records, a new release out from a Seattle group called Star Party. It's called Meadow Flower, and it's going to be out in March, but they have a forthcoming release, like I said, but they have one track out. It's called Push You Aside. And once again, that's Star Party out of Seattle. And this is made up of some members of a group called Gen Pop. But yeah, I think we'll hear these two artists, possibly another one if I could fit something in the set. But anyways, we're going to hear something from the Canadian punk band called Choke. This track is called Breathing Won't Come Easy. We'll be right back.
I'm Sarah Rodriguez, host of Attic Jams, every Sunday at 9 to 10 p.m. I'm also a new programmer at CITR, and I could not be more stoked to be given the opportunity to share my love of music and get to grow within such an amazing community. This time of year, we ask you for donations to keep CITR independently running. We truly are a creative, collaborative community, and none of this magic would be possible without your help. So please, if you can, visit CITR/donate and keep the good times rolling.
From Seattle, that was a group called Star Party. The track was called Push You Aside off the new release out, or the forthcoming release called Meadow Flower. It's going to be out on in March. And that's out on Feel It Records. And that's the wonderful label that's also home to Sweeping Promises and a few other artists that I've played over the years. But Star Party is a duo out of Seattle, and interestingly enough, they started in March 2020 as a living room project, so I guess kind of born out of the pandemic, the early stages of it. But that's between Carolyn Brennan as well as Ian Corrigan. Those two are involved in Gen Pop as well as Vex. Really, really cool stuff. And once again, that's Star Party, and check it out at starpartyrocks.bandcamp.com. Before that, you heard Edmonton's Choke with a track called Breathing Won't Come Easy, and that's off the 2005 release called Slow Fade. And like I said, Choke are doing a few live shows. I know they're doing one this month in February, and possibly down the line in June they're going to be doing a few shows in Eastern Canada, but as of today I don't know of any Vancouver dates coming up, but perhaps they will be hopefully coming through to Vancouver. And if you're not familiar, definitely check out the discography of Choke. They're kind of a classic Canadian punk band that you should be checking out if you don't know. But anyways, up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear some kind of heavier stuff in this next set. And we're going to hear a kind of a sludgy, loud, kind of post-metal band. It's a new release out from Relapse Records, and pretty excited to hear new stuff from Scott Kelly of Neurosis. He has a collaboration out called Absent in Body, and it features members of Almond Ra as well as Sepultura. Features Igor Cavalera, and the new release out is called Plague God, and it's going to be out in March on Relapse Records. But we're going to hear a single that they have out called The Acres / The Ache. It's kind of a longer track, so we'll just hear this one track and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So once again, that's Absent in Body with a very heavy sludge metal track right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Absent in Body.
This is Orin from Planet Floss.
And I'm here to let you know that...
This week is Fun Drive here at CITR, the one time each year where we ask you for your support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air. So, where would we be without CITR? CITR has been a place of friendships, fun, and good music for years. The environment that CITR members and you, our community of listeners, has fostered has been home to some of the greatest, most bestest things to happen on air.
CITR to me is home.
But most importantly, it's the greatest place ever.
So.
If you are in a position to contribute, please visit CITR.ca/donate to donate. Thank you so much.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Relapse Records, a new release out, or a forthcoming release from Absent in Body, the new project from Scott Kelly of Neurosis, along with members of Amon Ra and Sepultura. The track you heard is something called The Acres / The Ache, and the album is called Plague God. Check it out at absentinbody.bandcamp.com. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next, we're going to hear something from Constellation Records and a new release from Jerusalem in My Heart, which is the project of Radwan Ghazi Mumne, and his project called Jerusalem in My Heart, and I do believe it's along with Aaron Weisberger on this collaboration, making experimental Arabic music from a new release out called Kilak, or Kilak. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but you're going to hear the track called Kilak 7, and that's the track featuring Tim Hecker. And there's a bunch of really, really great collaborations on here, such as Maze is on here, as well as More Mother, Alanis Abomsawin, Beirut, and among other interesting collaborations. So once again, that's Jerusalem in My Heart. After that, we're going to hear something from the legendary Pink Dots. And if you're not familiar, they're the longtime experimental group of the Netherlands. And it's mostly the work of Edward Caspel, and they're very, very prolific, I should say. I think they've put out, I'm not sure exactly how many albums, but if it's multiple albums per year. Sometimes they're live tracks and just unreleased material, but you can check out all of the releases at legendarypinkdots1.bandcamp.com. We're going to hear a live album that originally came out in 1993, out The Lounge Axe. And this was just released a few weeks ago on their Bandcamp. But anyways, we're going to hear a track called Maniac. And then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. And Legendary Pink Dots did play in Vancouver a few years ago. I think it was 2019 or 2018. I can't recall. But anyways, they put on a really, really cool show. And it was at the Biltmore. But right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Jerusalem in My Heart. And this is a track called Kilak 7 featuring Tim Hecker.
Thank you. She's on his mind, she's on his wall, she's in the corner of his eye. She whispers sweet delirium. He climbs inside and blushes as the brink of the tide flows and flashes him away. From the TV, spreads her legs in magazines. She cuts his hair. She's never there. Never there. But you'll search, you'll find her, even if he has to tie her down.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was something from the legendary Pink Dots doing a live set in 1993 at the Lounge Axe in Chicago. You heard the track called Maniac, and that's off a newly released album out called Come Out From the Shadows 4, and it's a live at the Lounge Axe, and it's a sold out version of a triple LP and a one CD box set. And you can check it out at legendarypinkdots1.bandcamp.com. And it's one of the many releases from the very prolific Legendary Pink Dots, fronted by Edward Caspel. And prior to that, you heard something from the Jerusalem in My Heart release called Kalak, and you heard a track called Kalak 7, and I'm probably butchering the pronunciation, but anyways, that track featured Tim Hecker. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and up next we're going to get into some kind of experimental electronica, and we're going to hear something from a release out from Resina, and that's R-E-S-I-N-A, and that's a Polish cellist, and she has a new release out called Speechless, really colorful stuff, and it's out on the 130701 record label, and once again, that's Resina, and we'll hear a track called Failed Myth Simulation, and then after that, something from Madeline Mercay, and a release out called Puzzle Music is out on the Mana Records label, and we're going to hear a track called Escape Wheel, and this is a U.S. composer, Madeline Mercay, and once again, we're going to hear a track called Escape Wheel. So we'll hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. This track is called Failed Myth Simulation by Resina.
Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Madeline Murkay with a track called Puzzle Music. Or no, a track called Escape Wheel off the Puzzle Music release. And that was put out on a record label called Mana Records. And it's a really interesting U.S. composer and really, really cool, colorful stuff. And it was just released this month on Mana Records, like I said. Prior to that, you heard something from Rosina with a track called Failed Myth Simulation, and that's taken from the Speechless release, and that's out on 130701 Records. It's a pretty interesting kind of classical ambient composed music, and yeah, I'm not too familiar with this artist, but I do believe Rosina is based out of Poland. Yeah, she's a Polish cellist. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. Hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Friday evening. And thanks again to everyone who has donated to the CITR Fund Drive. I do believe you can still donate if you like. I don't know what the current total is at, but we're hoping to hit 25,000. And it's going to take a little while to tally up all the donations, but you can still donate at citr.ca/donate. So up next, we're going to hear something from an older release from a 90s kind of industrial electronic project called Toxic Frequency, a new release out called Recorded at the Frequency Farm, 1993 to 94, was just put out on the Delodio record label, and obviously recorded in 1993, but some really pretty interesting industrial stuff from the early 90s that's worth checking out. We're going to hear a track called Antique, Beatbox, and that's out on the Paris label called Delodio. Check it out at delodiolabel.bandcamp.com. After that, we'll hear something from a collaboration between a few artists from Emma DJ, Toma Kami, and Authentically Plastic, a new collaboration release called Y, or I guess it's a single, it's called Y16th. We're going to hear a track off of it called Authentically Plastic, and I do believe it's by an artist named, track is called Straka, and it's by Authentically Plastic. Sorry, I'm getting all the titles and DJ names all mixed up because it's all kind of blurs together. But anyways, we'll hear this this release out on Youth Records, and then I'll get back to you, talk to you some more. So right here on CHR 101.9 FM, this is something from Toxic Frequency, and this track is called something called Antique Beatbox. Thank you. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was something from Straka and a track called, I do believe it's called, sorry, it's kind of confusing on this one. It's called, the track is called Straka, and the artist is Authentically Plastic, and that's off a collaboration between Emma DJ, Toma Kamai, and Authentically Plastic. That's one side of it. The other side is Emma DJ and Toma Kami. That's out on the Youth label, and it's called Y16th. And prior to that, you heard something from Toxic Frequency with a kind of killer track called Antique Beatbox, all the way back in 1993. That was off the newly released live, or I guess release, I don't know if it's live, but it's called Live at the recorded at the Frequency Farm. Anyways, that's early industrial electronic music from the 90s. And once again, that's Toxic Frequency. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on at CITR 101.9 FM. And hope everyone's doing pretty good on this weekend. And thanks again to everyone that has donated this past week to CITR Radio. We really, really appreciate any donations that you have sent our way. And a big shout out and props to all the people that helped organize the fund drive, all the staff and volunteers, and all the people that put in tons of time and energy into their shows. So really, really shows how much dedication that people have here at CITR to their radio shows, to their projects that they have with the Discorder and the music reviews and the different collectives and all the different things that the student executive is doing here at CITR. So we really, really appreciate all the donations that you have sent our way. So thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. I'll be back next week with some more great music. And keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. And don't forget to head to CITR.ca and you can check out a playlist of recently played tracks that I did in case you missed what I was saying. Or if you want to check out some other shows, you can go to the schedule and grab the RSS and put it on your favorite podcast device. Then you can listen to CITR whenever you want, whenever you have a chance, whenever you have some downtime or whatnot. So I'm going to leave you this week with some more electronic music. And we're going to hear something from an artist named Fraxinus. And I think it's an EP that was just put out called Power Plant Green. Some kind of heavy techno and house kind of ravey type stuff. It's out on the Power Plant record label, and it's a 4-track EP. We're gonna hear a track off of that, something called Disruptor, and that should take you to the end of the program tonight. So everyone stay safe this weekend, and keep it locked on CITR right here on CITR. This is something from Fraxinus. This track is called Disruptor.
This is Chris Horrific from the Parts Unknown show on Mondays from 1 till 3. Picture this, 1999. Fresh-faced Chris Horrific takes to the microphone at CITR for the first time. At the end of a show that I was filling in for, Third Time's the Charm, hosted by Bryce Dunn, fresh-faced Nardwar the Human Serviette